You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We're speaking to listeners about their personal experiences with Queen Elizabeth II. Visually impaired opera singer Denise Lee met the Queen at an RNIB event in 2003. Denise, thanks for speaking to us today.
Hello.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the night you met Her Majesty?
Well, it was the culmination of an invitation that I'd had from Sir George Martin when I was opening a school with him. And I thought it was a joke at first. He invited me to sing for the Queen. And I obviously leapt at the chance whilst thinking that Jeremy Beadle was going to jump out at any moment. And then the night arrived. Obviously, I was nervous. And I've got a TV camera crew with me because it was being filmed for the follow-up programme to the reality TV programme that I'd been involved in, Opportunity. So they were filming me for the follow-up programme and they came to St. James's Palace with me. And I stood in the lineup. I was there with Sir George Martin was there, Andrea Bocelli was there, I can't remember who else. And I was the last in the line and the Queen worked her way up the line. I could feel my heart racing, my hands were sweating and I'd done all my research. You know, you're very, very carefully schooled in the etiquette of what you can and what you can't say. You can't hug the Queen. You mustn't touch the Queen. You call it Her Majesty, Your Majesty, first of all, and then subsequently it's Ma'am. And I knew all this because I'd spent days and days being schooled on it. And as soon as she came and stood in front of me, it all went out of the window because the first thing she did was reach out and touch my hand. I suppose because she was aware that I couldn't see. So she wanted to have some physical contact, you know, just something to make up for eye contact, maybe. I didn't think about it in that light at the time, but later I thought maybe it was for that. And I just forgot everything that I'd been taught and told to say. And I just went, hiya. And I was a bag of nervous energy and excitement. And because she spoke to me in a very relaxed and easy way, that relaxed me. And when I relax, I talk too much. And that's what I did. I just talked too much for about 5 minutes. And the Duke of Edinburgh came to join her and he said, oh, you were on that thing on the telly. We watched you. You were rather rude and rather cheeky. Thinking, I wouldn't have done that if I'd known the Queen was watching. And I did apologise to her and she just laughed. I know everyone says what a wicked sense of humour she had. And I only spent a couple of minutes with her, but it came across strongly that she was very, very comfortable with her own humour. She had a very strong character and really put me at my ease.
How did you feel beforehand and maybe during the performance as well? Were you nervous to know that the Queen would be listening?
I tried not to think about who was specifically listening, to be absolutely honest. There was such a feeling of nervous tension, but there was a nice atmosphere. It was a very relaxed atmosphere that I was just able to treat it as an evening of entertainment and relax into it.
And do you think that the Queen enjoyed those interactions as well, getting to meet people and sort of have those conversations? Do you think that she got as much out of it as you did?
I really hope so, because she spent a lifetime doing it. So I hope she got as much out of it as I got out of it. It's something I've never, ever forgotten. You know, it remains one of the strongest memories of that year. And there were so many other contenders for strong memories in that year. I think clearly she was extremely, extremely good with people. And so she must have enjoyed it to have been able to speak to people so naturally. What I loved about our interaction was how it became a sort of triangular conversation with Prince Philip and with Queen Elizabeth. And we interacted like we were sitting down in my front room talking. That sounds a really cheesy thing to say. I do know that, but that's the only way I can describe it, that we were sitting having a private conversation I just felt like I already knew her. And I know people say that, don't they? Because we've seen her so often. She's so iconic. And that must have been difficult as a monarch, everyone feeling that they owned a part of you. But goodness, she took her role so seriously. And I hope she enjoyed it.
And it's clearly a memory that stayed with you over the years, as you say. How does it feel now to have had that experience?
I feel incredibly privileged to have been there and to have met her and to have just been part of that evening. And because it was filmed for The Winner's Story as well, which went out in the December of the same year, it's sort of, it's there for posterity. You know, these days people say if there are no pictures, it didn't happen. Well, I've got a picture here hanging on my wall, which is like one of those magic eye pictures. And anybody who comes into the house is instantly drawn to it. It's of me and the Queen speaking in the forefront, but behind, running down the line, stretching into the distance, it's just famous face after famous face. So people look at it, and every time you look at it, you see a different picture, a different person. So, yeah, I'm really privileged to have been involved in that evening.
Denise Lee, thank you for sharing your reflections on your meeting with Queen Elizabeth II here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.